Hi, everybody. I'm at the CoreOS booth, and I'm talking to
Brian Redbeard.
Hi, Brian. Sorry,
Redbeard.
Where did you get that name?
It's a little bit of a nom de guerre, as it were. It actually started as a pejorative in middle school, where other kids would make fun of me because I could actually grow a full beard in middle school, and my parents wouldn't let me shave.
Very good. That's a story for another time, but we're here to talk about CoreOS. What is CoreOS?
CoreOS is a minimal operating system specifically designed to run containers at very, very large scale.
And it's based on?
It's actually based on Gentoo. We use Gentoo under the hood as an actual SDK for building the entire operating system.
Okay, awesome. And that's a lot of buzzwords you got in there. Can you explain to our regular old listeners what a container is and why I would want a special operating system for that container?
Absolutely. So a container is actually just a set of components that the kernel provides that are carved out so that you have separate namespaces for networks and users and mounts and things like that, so that you can actually bring multiple user lands on top of a single kernel and run them concurrently at the same time. So this means that you can actually then segment things out and have a Debian user land running an IMAP server with, you know, a Red Hat user land running a full HTTP stack, and be able to pick and choose the exact libraries from the distros that you want and compose them together in the way that you want to use them.
Okay, and where does CoreOS come into this?
So very, very early on, we realized that being able to automatically update systems and build higher order distributed systems was a really going to be critical to the security of the internet. So we wanted to come up with a way where it became easy to move a workload from one machine to another, and containers were very, very critical in doing that. So we kind of started out with LXC very early on, then we moved to Docker, then we kind of created our own container runtime to be able to manage things exactly the way that we saw kind of the most optimal. And being able to have that stateless machine under the hood that could schedule a workload and move it around made it much, much easier to automatically update things and fail across hosts when you had transient hardware failures.
So does CoreOS run on the native hardware providing the Docker containers, or does it run within the Docker containers themselves?
It actually runs underneath the hood and is the thing that actually spawns the containers for you. In a lot of cases, folks actually run it as a virtual machine, though internally we actually use a lot of physical hardware, so it ends up being the hypervisor for containers in that case.
Okay, so physical hardware, then you would have CoreOS, then you would have Docker.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct.
And then on top of that, you have Red Hat or Debian or whatever else.
Certainly.
And then CoreOS provides the tools to migrate and expand and increase memory and stuff like that.
Exactly. And we also have built in a lot of, as I was saying earlier, like critical things that you need for distributed systems. So we have a distributed key value store called etcd that actually allows you to replicate configurations across machines. We also have a container scheduler that we collaborate with on Google, or collaborate with Google on, called Kubernetes, yes. Which ends up being an entire scheduling system for ensuring that, you know, you have n number of copies of a running application always at a given time, routing the traffic to it, etc.
Okay, very good. So where can I get more information about the project?
So going to coreos.com and also checking out our CoreOS user and CoreOS developer mailing lists.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Is there anything that you want to bring to our attention come up during the year or...
Certainly. So coming up in the end of May and early June in San Francisco, we have CoreOS Fest, which is our annual user fest, where we kind of bring in folks from the community to share both the things that they've done and the ways that they're using technology built by CoreOS.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for taking the time, and have a good show.
Have a great day.